Speaking of AFL, a new recruit for the Lions is former Geelong player Lincoln McCarthy, who played 29 games for the Cats over 5 years, and he's been good enough to join us. Lincoln, how's your time in Brisbane, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kane. It's been a good time in Brisbane. I've sort of only been here. We've trained for nearly 7 weeks now. But obviously, the weather's been a different change. It's been pretty warm. Been having to get used to that, which was a battle early on, but that's how it goes. And, yeah, it's been good. I've been fully training, so really enjoying it at the moment.
How did the move come about? It was a busy trade period for a lot of players and a lot of clubs. Take us through and give us an insight into what it's like to be traded.
Yeah, it's a different one because I guess I had mixed emotions. I got a lot of respect for my old club, Geelong. You know, they were a really good club and I had some really good mates there. So it's hard to want to leave, I guess, and back yourself to do that. But I think it was probably a good move for me to maybe just move on, and had a few injuries at Geelong. I just was looking for a fresh start. So Brisbane were keen, and we just spoke sort of from later on in the year towards the trade period, and they got it done pretty quick. Geelong were really good. We've been able to facilitate the move, and Brizzy made it happen. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked to get it all done.
The impact of Lachie Neale moving there, did you factor that in, and did he have an impact in you moving to the Lions as well?
Oh, we sort of spoke to each other about it, but it was both in isolation, our moves. Lachie was at a different stage at Freo. He's obviously been really good player for Freo over the last 7 years, but I think he was pretty keen on a fresh change, and we had different circumstances, but it was just a bit of a bonus that we ended up at the same team together. But yeah, we moved in isolation, but it's good to be back together.
Initial impressions of the Lions and the young squad that you've assembled up there?
Yeah, it is a young squad. It's quite different to Geelong, I guess. We had a lot of old heads. Even in saying that, now that they've got quite a young group, but up in Brizzy, a lot of young guys, I guess, trying to step up and be that the core sort of leaders, I guess. The club's been looking for some players and in that, you know, mid-20s age bracket, so it's been pretty important for the young guys to really be stepping up and becoming leaders, and that's something I've seen over the last 7 weeks, which I think it will be good for the group. But yeah, I guess because being young, we're exciting. Consistency is probably the harder thing with a young group, so we're going to have to work on that. But yeah, all in all, it's a nice club. Everyone's keen to get to work and improve every day, so we've been enjoying that.
Mm. Have you got to witness some of the special talents that a few players have? Love watching Hipwood play. Harris Andrews down back the same. A few of the midfielders exceptional as well. Have you been blown away with some of the stuff they can do on the track?
Yeah, there's a heap of guys, I guess. Every footy club's got a lot of talented players. And I guess, big Hippie, he's a beautiful mover. He's super fast and he's 203 or 204 centimetres. Sort of, you wonder how a bloke that tall can move as well as he does. So it's good to be, I guess, running around trying to get at his feet. Big Harris Andrews is a big rock down back. you can't shift him. He's as solid as anything. Cam Rayner, he's very crafty forward. I guess he'll go into the midfield in bits and pieces throughout his career as well. You know, there's a lot of young talent. And then there's some solid players, so it's been good.
Mm. Just the 5 games in the last 2 seasons for you for various reasons. 19 games in 2016, a great year from yourself, hit the scoreboard 19 times. The role that you'll play, forward, bit of midfield, have you discussed that with the coach?
Yeah, obviously the last couple of years weren't ideal. 5 games isn't too flash, but feeling pretty good at the moment, yeah, and hoping to play mainly as a forward, but sort of pinch hit a little bit in the midfield as well. At the moment, haven't done a lot of midfield work at training, but I'm assuming and I'll get on the front foot and start working on some midfield craft and working with the midfielders so that you know, that's able to be done come game day and training. So we'll hopefully start working that together.
And the impact of Lachie Neal, I guess, to have a, well, he's a star, really, of the game, multiple best and fairest winner, and his training standards and the way he goes about it for a young group is priceless. The impact that he's had, I guess, you don't know life without him, but give us an insight into Lachie.
Yeah, he's very measured, and, you know, you hear his voice at training, and because it's a different voice, all the blokes haven't heard it yet. We all sort of listen, and he's just got a lot of good points, especially around midfield and the midfield craft, and getting that balance right around the midfield, I think, is going to be very beneficial for us at the Lions. It's probably something they haven't really had. They had Beansy, but I wasn't around. I don't know what, you know, those older midfielders have been like. So, yeah, he goes about it very, very well, and he's had a pretty successful career so far, so I'm assuming he'll continue that.
In the media, we all make our predictions, and supporters do the same about where each club will finish. Does an AFL club ever talk about that? Do you ever have that chat about where you expect to finish, what your goals are for the season, or it doesn't work like that?
Oh, I don't know what other clubs do so much, but I know all we try and do is finish as high as possible. You sort of don't try and put a limit on anything. I know the talk around here at the Lions now has just been to win as many games as possible, and I guess that's probably the same at any club. But I guess it's about following the right processes to make that happen. If we can, you know, keep training hard and keep improving every session, then hopefully that starts to come out in our games and we can win more games. So follow the process for now and see how many games we can win through the year.
What up, mate? We hope it goes really well for you at the Lions. I think most people sort of second favourite team, the Lions, now. Love watching you play and hope it's success for you up there.
No, appreciate it, Kane. Thanks, mate.
Lincoln McCarthy there. Now in 2019, the Brisbane Lions are hashtag uncaged. Are you? Show your loyalty at membership.lions.com.au. Cannot wait for the season to get underway.